making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the final 10 hours of our 34-hour broadcast, Know Your Enemy. And we've got a lot of updates to inform you of who your enemy is. Of course, we have the internet freaking out about net neutrality. Well, we have a Supreme Court decision that is going before the Supreme Court tomorrow saying that the government doesn't need to have search warrants to look at your phone data. And of course, neither does Google. Google doesn't need your approval. We just reported yesterday about how courts discovered that since January of 2017, Google, all Android phones, were looking at your cell phone data, even if you turned off location services, even if you said, I don't want this reported, they were still doing it. Even if you didn't have any applications on your phone, they were still doing it. And as courts did their investigation, Google admitted that, yeah, we're doing that without your approval, and so is the government. And yet we're supposed to be concerned about net neutrality. This is the end of privacy. No, privacy ended a long time ago, and you're not going to get it, as I pointed out yesterday, you're not going to get it from our government minders. Our government minders are the very ones who are working so diligently to remove your privacy. But we're also going to take a look at the false narrative coming out of mainstream media and also the Democrat Party as even more scandals are coming out. We've now got a icon of the Black Caucus says that he had sex with a drugged out staffer and she tried to blackmail him. So he fired her and on it goes. But they're not going to do anything of any substance to Conyers. They're not going to do anything of any substance to Al Franken. But just the mere accusation. And we're talking about the allegations because there's been a lot of updates to the Roy Moore Senate race. We've had both a failed sting by Project Veritas being pulled on Washington Post. Why do you think they would pull a sting on Washington Post? Well, it's because nobody believes those articles, except for the people who don't want to see more in the Senate. And we're going to tell you why those accusations are not believable. Even though you've got Fox News and the women on Fox News saying, why would the women come forward and make these accusations? What's in it for them? Well, we'll tell you what's in it for them. And we'll tell you how they ignore any testimony of people on the other side, whether it's women or people that he served with in the military. This is a full-on agenda. And the man who jumped into this, as Breitbart points out, this is McMuffin 2.0. Remember McMuffin? That's what Donald Trump called McMullen, the CIA operative who became a Goldman Sachs banker and jumped in at the last moment to try to take the Mormon vote away from Donald Trump in Utah. I mean, this looks like it's got Mitt Romney's fingerprints all over this. He was the first one out to say, we've got to make sure that Roy Moore is taken out. These allegations are so serious that he should not even be given the opportunity to defend himself. And yet, what do we see with the Democrats? We're not even allowed to know who these people are who've been spending $17 million, depends on who you talk to. Some of them say $15 million, some of them say $17 million. This has been going on for a long time, so I guess it's where you decide how far back you decide to go. But this slush fund, this taxpayer slush fund that has been covering up all these sexual harassment charges within Congress, we're not even allowed to know who those people are. And, of course, they're not supposed to leave. Only the people that Mitt Romney and Mitch McConnell don't like. And I think it's interesting as we look at a second no vote coming up on the tax reform proposals. This is coming from a Republican Montana Senator Daines. He said he is a no vote. And the reason that he gave was because he didn't think that the tax cuts would affect Main Street. And I have to say that when we look at Mitch McConnell and the establishment Republicans, and we have many Republicans who have said, I'm really concerned about whether or not there's tax cuts here for Main Street and for the middle class. We know the rich and the Wall Street people are getting taken care of. There's nobody questioning that. But why is it ambiguous that there's a tax cut for the middle class, that there's a tax cut for Main Street? Why would that even be a question? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, November 28th, 2017. We're entering the final 10 hours of our Know Your Enemy broadcast here at InfoWars. I've already had the Empire push back. We have a story here attacking Alex Jones from the International Business Times. Here's the headlines. Alex Jones suggests the Las Vegas mass shooting was fake. Well, that is very misleading, isn't it? And if you've listened, you understand the questions that we have about the Las Vegas shooting. Are we the only ones questioning the narrative coming out of the Las Vegas shooting? We've had all these conspiracy theorists like Ann Coulter, Sean Hannity, Sheriff David Clark. Many others have looked at this and said, this makes absolutely no sense. I don't know what happened there, but we know that what the government is telling us did not happen. We had a timeline that got inverted. We had a hero who had stopped the shooting, then became the first guy there, Jesus, and then we had a disappearing Jesus, right? And then he reappeared on the Ellen show. And it was obviously staged. Amazing how it was staged. And this was from a woman who had just a couple of weeks prior to that had shown off her celebrity slot machines at the same business, the MGM Resorts, had put up her slot machine. So she did a favor for them. This guy disappeared for like 5 days. She didn't ask him where he'd been, didn't ask him any questions about his life, really didn't ask him much about the shooting. Everything about this has been phony from the get-go. And so for Alex Jones calling that out as phony, he says, Vegas is as phony as a $3 bill or as Obama's birth certificate. He said that as part of the show yesterday. And so immediately they come out and say, he says the Las Vegas mass shooting was fake. No, the conspiracy theory that we've been fed by the government is fake. This idea that there was a lone shooter, because when I say conspiracy theory, I think even the sheriff admitted that he doubted that this guy could have done all this stuff by himself. And yet, after he had a talking to, they flipped the timeline. They covered for MGM Resorts. They did a number of things to alter this for their corporate masters there in Las Vegas. I don't think the sheriff there believes it. Certainly, Sheriff Clark and others don't believe it. We don't believe what they're telling us. And so because of that, they're implying that nothing actually happened there. The shooting was fake. No, I think there was a real shooting. I'm convinced there was a real shooting. I believe that many people there died. I have never said anything different from that. I've pushed back against guests who said, no, I think nobody died there. I said, I absolutely do not believe that. That's about the only thing that I'm certain of in Las Vegas. I know that I'm not certain that any of the rest of this stuff was true. I think it serves an agenda. We were warned that there was an agenda to do things like to take away transportation that we see that Vegas is now doing. They're saying they're going to ban human drivers from Vegas. That's part of the control system that they've been working on for a very long time. Whether they're going to have TSA type of machines there, as we were warned by 4chan ahead of time, we'll have to wait and see. But to ban human cars on the basis of this Las Vegas shooting, which is how they're justifying it right now, that is a big jump. And we were warned by someone at 4chan 3 weeks before it happened, said, hey, watch out. It looks like they're coming up with a big event in Vegas. They're going to use this to extend control over the civilian population in large cities. That's what is now starting to come true, isn't it? And at the same time, we had the CEOs of MGM Grand dumping their stock, selling off the CEO, sold off, and others, other executive officers, but the CEO himself sold off 90% of his stock, even though institutional investors, 18 out of 21, rated it a buy in a bull market, a strong stock bull market. He dumped all of his stuff 3 weeks beforehand. Of those who did not rate it a strong buy, two of them said it was a hold, and only one of them said it was a sell. So there's a lot of things that were going on about the Vegas shooting, a lot of things that didn't make any sense, a lot of things that didn't match what eyewitnesses were saying. So I don't know what happened there. I know how it's being used. I see some very suspicious things. But to say that Alex Jones suggests the Las Vegas mass shooting was fake, that's a fake headline from IB Times, International Business Times. And then they go a little bit further. They finish the article by saying, Jones tweeted on his official page yesterday, actually they put November 28th, I think it was actually went out yesterday, asking people to cast their votes for fake news awards. And of course, this is something that President Trump put out. He said, hey, I think we ought to have a fake news award for 2018. And so we put up a poll. And one of the choices there was the Las Vegas mass shooting. But again, we're talking about a Twitter poll. You're limited to... Probably Las Vegas mass shooting was all the characters that you have there. Not that the shooting itself was fake, but that the story that we've been fed by the government was totally fake. All right, as I said at the top of the hour, we have a second no vote on the tax reform. And I think a problem with this is that we've had senators who can say that they have concerns that Main Street and that the middle class is not going to get much of a tax cut. Why would that not be clear? There is no question whether or not the rich or Wall Street are getting big tax cuts. And I understand that there is a trickle-down approach to growing the economy. I understand that. But there also ought to be tax cuts, unambiguous tax cuts, so obvious that nobody could say that. The fact that we've got a couple of senators who are concerned about that, who are saying, well, I don't know, I just don't see it there. I can't vote for that if I feel that taxes are going to go up on the middle class. Why is that ambiguous? Well, I'll tell you why it's ambiguous. It's because we've got people like Mitch McConnell there who wants to see the government grow, always wants to see a bigger government. And that's a fundamental problem with the way this tax cut plan is being put together. Let me give you an example from something that we talked about yesterday. Remember the Consumer Financial Protection Board? The Bureau, rather, that's what the B stands for, Bureau, whatever. Yeah, they're bureaucrats. And so the thing that I thought was interesting yesterday was the fact that this new agency that was created by Dodd-Frank in 2010, it was during the Obama administration, it's 7 years old, and this is an agency that was set up that was supposed to protect consumers in financial areas. What did it actually do? What it actually did was to cause a failure of hundreds of small banks and middle-sized banks every year for several years. Remember Drudge used to have a running tally that he would put up at the end of the year? 150 banks close, 180 banks close this year, 190 close this year. A lot of those closures were because they were excluded by these oppressive, expensive regulations from participating in markets that they had been in before. So this is something that protected the big guys and hammered the small guys. And guess what? That's the design and the purpose of most regulations, especially the ones that are created by the federal government. They're there to saw off the lower rungs of the ladder of success so that you can't climb it. The guys who are already up there work with the Congress, and they get out their saw, and they're already up in the tree, and they cut off the ladder so that you can't get in the tree and compete with them. And that's what this is really about. It made it very difficult for you to get a loan if you're a consumer, and it made the competition for your loan disappear. And so it has been a very bad thing. But I think the most interesting thing about this is that as the current director resigned, the deputy director said, as and Trump appointed a successor, the current deputy director said, no, no, no. He's not director of the CFPB. I am. I'm in charge here. Trump doesn't get to make that appointment. I am the deputy director, and I will take that place. Why was this so important? Well, because White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney, who was appointed there, says he's ordered a 30-day suspension on regulations and a hiring freeze at that bureau. And it says it's a contentious legal showdown over who's going to run it. And he said anybody who thinks a Trump administration at the CFPB will be the same as an Obama administration CFPB is simply being naive, he said. He said the regulations that they've come out with are unduly harsh, and he is in favor of killing the Bureau. That's why they're fighting over this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The term fake news has become so synonymous with CNN, the news network wants to ban it. CNN is now pushing an effort to ban the term fake news. An opinion piece argues that the term has become meaningless and lost its power because politicians have hijacked it as a way to undermine the media establishment. The authors decry the fact that a majority of people now believe the mainstream media peddles fabricated stories. Of course, the real reason media elites want to clamp down on the term fake news is because its original intention, to smear and discredit any dissenting opinions, has completely backfired. This was illustrated yet again by President Trump's latest triggering tweet when he suggested that a fake news trophy should be awarded to the network that has been responsible for the most inaccurate reporting. The fake news narrative has actually acted as a boomerang, showing the mainstream media to be the most consistently dishonest entity of all. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
You You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We are continuing our 34-hour Know Your Enemy, No Fake News. I just read to you the pushback on one of the things that came out yesterday. Alex Jones is talking about what would be the top fake story of last year. And, of course, that's in response to what President Trump said. He said, let's give out a fake news award for 2018. And so one of the choices we put out there was the Las Vegas shooting. Not that the shooting was fake, but that all of the information that we were given by the government was fake. They have ignored the testimony of multiple eyewitnesses who said there were multiple shooters. They have reversed the timeline. They've played all these phony games with Ellen and Jesus and so forth. And we got many, many people who have never criticized any of these shootings as having a fake narrative. Many people, as I mentioned before, Sheriff Clark, Ann Coulter, Sean Hannity, many others besides us are out there saying this does not add up. Anybody who looks at this knows that this thing is totally fake. And I think it's very interesting that even though this is the largest shooting the government has ever had, they really didn't seriously push any gun control issues until we had the shooting in Texas. They waited for a follow-up shooting. Maybe those two are not unrelated. Maybe it was so phony that they thought, well, let's not do that just yet. We need something else. Anyway, so that's the know your enemy. That's one of the ways that they come after us, trying to spin what we have to say and take a little bit of truth and then spin it. And we're going to be taking a look at that in the case of the Senate election in Alabama with Roy Moore in just one moment. Before we do, I just want to remind you of some of the specials that we have here that are continuing from our Cyber Monday specials that began yesterday. We have InfoWars Life, select storable food, 50% off plus free shipping. That is a massive discount. We're talking about food. To get it 50% off, that's a big discount. But then also free shipping on something that is a heavy item like that, that is a massive saving. So take advantage of that. If you don't have a supply of food and fresh water, that is something that everybody needs to have, because we've just seen, even with natural disasters, you can have a situation where the grid, the supply system, the grocery store chain, your electricity can be out for some time. You want to make sure that you have provided for yourself and for your family. It could be something more serious. It could be something more long-lasting. So make sure that you have survival food set aside. Now's the time to do it. 50% off plus free shipping. And as far as fresh water goes, we have Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration Unit, 25% off plus free shipping. A big discount for a high ticket item. And all ProPure items are also 25% off plus free shipping. We have Living Defense, Prostaguard, Brain Force, all 50% off plus free shipping. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, is 67% off plus free shipping. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our Cyber Monday specials that we've extended along with this 34-hour broadcast, and we thank you for your support. I want to take a look at what's happening with the Alabama Senate race, because we've had a lot of very interesting updates in the last 24 hours. We've had a failed sting by Project Veritas. We've also had another person enter the race as a write-in candidate. And I want to just back up a little bit, because I've had a lot of people contacting me. I had one individual send me a letter. I'll read you a little bit of what he had to say. He's from Alabama. But I want to just give you a little bit of a background of this. And I think one of the key things that you need to understand, of course, is where the GOP establishment is. So let's listen to one of the spokespersons for the Never Trump GOP establishment, the status quo. And that would be Lindsey Graham. Here's what he had to say about Roy Moore and the Alabama Senate race.
Another thing, Senator Graham, coming up in December is a special election in Alabama. And this week, President Trump seemed to offer support for the Alabama Senate candidate, Roy Moore, the Republican, who's being accused by four women, including a 14-year-old girl at the time, of sexual assault. Didn't rule out campaigning for him. And Senator Graham, just this morning, the president sent a tweet on this issue. He said, the last thing we need in Alabama and the U.S. Senate is a Schumer-Pelosi puppet who is weak on crime, weak on the border, bad for our military and our great vets, bad for our Second Amendment, and wants to raise taxes to the sky. Jones would be a disaster, Jones being the Democratic candidate. Senator Graham, you have called Roy Moore, called on him to step aside. You said he should be dealt with severely. Do you think the Republican Party leader, the President of the United States, should be telling voters to support Roy Moore?
Well, that's a political decision by the president. He's definitely trying to throw a lifeline to Roy Moore. From a Republican point of view, I don't see what winning, I don't know what winning looks like with Roy Moore. If he wins,
it's not going to be a win for you, is it, Lindsey?
And it becomes a story every day about whether or not you believe the women or Roy Moore. Should he stay in the Senate? Should he be expelled? If you lose, you give the Senate seat to a Democrat at the time we need all the votes we can get. The moral of the story is don't nominate somebody like Roy Moore who could actually lose a seat that any other Republican could win. And from a party perspective, we got to look long-term, not short-term. And what I would tell President Trump, if you think winning with Roy Moore is going to be easy for the Republican Party, you're mistaken.
So, yes or no?
Yeah, we should have, let's just cut it right there, because that's about as much as I can take a CNN and Lindsey Graham in a single sitting right there. Because what he's saying here, and understand what this is about, this is a proxy fight for the establishment GOP to retain control. Lindsey Graham says, hey, you shouldn't have had somebody like Roy Moore there. And remember, the Republicans, before any of this stuff came out, the Republicans spent $30 million to defeat Roy Moore, to defeat Mo Brooks, two bona fide conservative candidates who are with the voters on the issue, and the fake GOP Republicans in name only did not want to see that happen. They spent 150 times more to oppose these conservative candidates in Alabama than they did to oppose Democrats in other Senate races that are ramping up across the country. That's how vitally important it was for them. And that happened well before any of these allegations came out. Once they lost, the reaction was that you had Bob Corker and others say, I'm not going to run again. Because if we can't defeat a real conservative in this environment with $30 million of cash, then it doesn't look too good for me, Bob Corker. And then he goes on the never Trump bandwagon, attacking Trump all the time. You know, Lindsey Graham said that Roy Moore just needs to step aside. Lindsey Graham was a character witness for Bob Menendez, a guy who was accused of not only sex with underage prostitutes with his multimillionaire doctor friend, but also influence peddling. He was accused of corruption, of bribery. He was being tried by the Obama Justice Department. Kathleen Sebelius, who was head of the Department of Health and Human Services, had accused him. So had the Obama administration. The Obama Justice Department was going after this Democrat, Bob Menendez. But Lindsey Graham of the Uni Party defended him, came in and gave a character statement for Bob Menendez. Okay, but then calls on Roy Moore to immediately step aside. All right, when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you the anatomy of a smear. This is the way the Uni Party, represented by Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, who are just rubbing their hands in eager anticipation about the fact that they can not only shut down the Republican revolution at the grassroots, but that they can retain their positions of power. That's what this is really about, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
With few remaining days left on the legislative calendar, Congress sure has a lot on the agenda, including reauthorization of mass surveillance. The current authorization for the controversial Section 702 expires December 31st, and it's the first time Congress has faced reauthorization since Edward Snowden revealed the NSA's mass surveillance apparatus. Civil libertarians have urged Congress to take this reauthorization as an opportunity to implement meaningful reforms to shield innocent Americans from mass surveillance, but with the clock running out, Congress appears poised to just jam through reauthorization. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has just took up a blockbuster case. The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake. The case, Carpenter versus U.S., will determine whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant. It's a legal theory known as the third-party doctrine. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As I said in the last segment, there's been a lot of updates in the Alabama Senate race on both sides of this. So I want to give you an update as to what's going on, but I want to give you a background to this. I've had people write me from Alabama. I want to read one letter that I got from an individual signed Bill in Birmingham, and he said, "The people of Alabama don't believe Roy Moore sexually assaulted anyone 40 years ago. They also know that there's a much bigger issue." And what I liked about it, he sent me a very long letter, it's several pages long, talking about all the different things, which I've mentioned on this program, but you don't hear CNN, you don't even hear Fox talking about the analysis of these women's motives. How they knew Roy Moore in the past, why there might be elements of not only political movements here, but also personal revenge in some of these accusations. They don't talk about the phony documents that were produced by Gloria Allred's accuser. Instead, they simply repeat these baseless charges again and again. I'll give you another example of that in just a moment. But here's the example that Bill in Birmingham said. He said, let's say that bandits break into your house, they tie you up, they take most of your belongings, and they put them in a van. Now they're about to set your house on fire with you tied up and inside of it. Your friend shows up, neighbor Fred shows up with a shotgun pointed at them and asks if you want him to take care of him. Then the bandits give you breaking news. They tell you, hey, this guy, this neighbor sexually assaulted a girl 40 years ago. Are you going to say, well, Fred, I can't accept your help because of this allegation? Guys, go ahead and burn it down. And that's really what's happening in Washington, isn't it? They've stolen everything we have. They've not only stolen our property, they've stolen our birthright. The very idea that we have rights, that's not even something that's on the table anymore. When you look at the discussions before the Supreme Court about taking away our right to privacy, about taking away our protections under the Fourth Amendment, that's not even a concern anymore. They don't care. They've taken away not only our property, but they've taken away our birthright of liberty. Who's going to stand up to that? Well, as Bill says, we're not asking to marry Roy Moore. We're not wanting to have his children. We just want him to take down our avowed enemies in Washington, D.C., who are burning down the nation. And he's the man to do it. You can take it to the bank. There's nothing more powerful anyone in America can do to drain the swamp than to vote for Chief Judge Roy Moore for Senate. That's Bill in Birmingham. Let me tell you why I never believed this, even before we had the back and forth, even before we looked at the background of the accusers. There were some elements in the way the Washington Post set up the story that looked very suspicious to me. But I had already seen in Judge Roy Moore, whether you agree with him or not, this is obviously a guy who puts principle over position. He gave up his position. Do you know anybody at any level of our government who has ever stood on principle to the point that they were removed from office? No. I can't think of a single person anywhere. When it gets right down to it, when they say, well, you're either going to give up on this issue or we're going to remove you from office, they'll say, all right, I give up. I give up. And that's all the way down to a county clerk who had an issue, said, this violates my religious beliefs to sign this certificate of marriage for gay marriage. I'm not going to do it. But eventually she did, didn't she? Because they said, well, we're going to remove you. Judge Roy Moore did not do that. He did it twice, as a matter of fact. In two particular instances, he stood on principle to the point that they removed him as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in Alabama. He stood on the 9th and 10th Amendment. That's the principle he was standing on. And he was removed not once but twice. And so when you look at this, and when you look at the Herculean effort that Mitch McConnell and others had conducted to take him out. And by the way, if you're giving any money to the Republican Party, stop it. This is how they're using it. This is how the Uni Party uses your money, spending $30 million to stop Roy Moore and Mo Brooks, who, by the way, has endorsed Roy Moore, the only other conservative in the race. You hear Lindsey Graham saying, oh, this was all done. We shouldn't have had these guys surface at the primary. They shouldn't have won the primary. Put up a candidate that can win. Somebody like Luther Strange, a Mitch McConnell puppet, a guy who was a Washington lobbyist, a guy who would do as he was told, who wasn't with the Alabama voters on the issues. He wasn't with Donald Trump on the issues. But yeah, you should have gone with the establishment pick, because if you go against the establishment, they will do anything to destroy the man that you pick. They won't just withhold money in support of him. No, they will spend tens of millions of dollars to take him down. And as I pointed out, it wasn't that long ago that Bush Jr., when he won election in 2000, he spent $100 million, and Al Gore said, he's buying the election, spending that much money. And I think Al Gore spent, what was it, $50, $60 million? So he said, look at how much more money he spent. Now we've got presidential races that go for $1 billion. And now it's not uncommon for even a congressional race that the Democrats want to win because they want to look like winners for them to spend tens of millions of dollars. But they didn't have to do it in this particular race because this was about Mitch McConnell's power base. And that's still what it's about. Let's talk about character here. There was a story that came up on Breitbart. Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore's Vietnam Army buddy knew him to be altogether an honorable, decent, respectable, and patriotic commander and soldier. That's a quote. Who is this guy? Well, it's an open letter to the voters of Alabama. Former Army officer Bill Staley of Asbury Park, New Jersey, told Alabama voters just what sort of person he feels Moore is based on his close personal relationships during one of the most trying times in their life, a time of war, Vietnam. He was a captain in the 504th Military Police Battalion in the 1970s. And this is what he had to say, a little bit of what he had to say. Staley, by the way, lives in New Jersey. He served with Moore for 4 months in Vietnam. He said, during that time, I grew to admire him. He notes that he's been a practicing lawyer now for 42 years, beginning his career as an assistant U.S. attorney, and is currently working as a counsel for a major insurance company. He's the former Army officer recounted a time when he and Captain Moore were invited by a third officer to visit an establishment the two men did not know. The establishment turned out to be a brothel filled with young Vietnamese girls. As soon as the pair fully understood where they had been taken, Staley said that Captain Moore, Roy Moore, was alarmed. We shouldn't be here, he said. I'm leaving. And he said, that evening, if I didn't know it before, I knew then that with Roy Moore, I was in the company of a man with great self-control, discipline, honor, and integrity. While there were other actions by Roy that reinforced my belief in him, that was the most telling. Now, we're supposed to believe that in spite of the fact that people who knew him, served with him in the military, people who have known him privately and publicly for 40 years, in spite of the fact that he would stand on principle and be removed from office, that this is a guy who has lived a life of secret depravity. You know, kind of like Al Franken and John Conyers and Harvey Weinstein. That's why this is credible, and that's the only reason why this is credible, is because of this explosion of sexual assault. But you have to understand what's behind this. You have to look at this as what it is. It's a smear. Take a look at the very first Washington Post article. There was one serious allegation. They conflated it with three cases where he had shown an interest in younger women, but he approached them openly with knowledge and the approval and the encouragement of their parents. That was supposed to show a pattern of behavior. But when you look at that very first article, you can see two very different Roy Moores in that article. It worked against what they were trying to prove. And then you have the Washington Post in that article failing to disclose the motives of one of the women who said, well, I was kind of young and I thought it was creepy that he was 10 or 12 years older than me and asking me out on a date, even though my mother encouraged it and said I would be lucky to marry Roy Moore. Now, that woman, of course, we found out later, was a heavy, heavy Democrat operative, appearing in pictures cheek to jowl with Joe Biden, of all people, and having the audacity to say that Roy Moore asking her out for a date was creepy. And then the woman who was the chief accuser, the one serious allegation, saying that she was a Republican and was a Trump voter. Well, now, nobody anywhere knows who anybody votes for, and so you would understand that. But most people believe that you can validate whether somebody is a Republican or Democrat by looking at the voter registration rolls, but not in Alabama. And the Washington Post did not disclose that. But there's more coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Immerx Essentials mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Immerx Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to get right back to this anatomy of a smear in the Alabama Senate race. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the specials that we have as part of our extended Cyber Monday here at InfoWars. This is a new special. We have an InfoWars gift card. And if you want to get this and give this to some of your friends, they can use it on anything at InfoWarsStore.com and get a 10% discount off of whatever the price is there. So it's a great way to give a gift, to support your loved ones, and also to support InfoWars at the same time. Give them a chance to sample some of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com and get a 10% discount. Great way to pass that on. But right now, we've got a lot of specials that are also 50% off plus free shipping. Let me just give you a quick list of some of those. InfoWars Life Select Survival Foods, 50% off, free shipping. Emmerich's Essential Products, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, all of those, 50% off plus free shipping. All ProPure items, 25% off plus free shipping. Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration Unit, 25% off plus free shipping, and many, many more. Things like BrainForce Plus, 50% off plus free shipping. Take a look at the products that we have as part of this Cyber Monday special. Big discounts, 50% off or more on most items, and you can also get free shipping right now. Thank you so much for your support, and we wish you a happy holiday. Let's get back to this smear that's going here. As I pointed out, they said, okay, this lady was a Trump supporter and a Republican. Well, you don't have any party affiliations registered in Alabama. They didn't disclose that to people. So there's little things like that that show up. And then they run up a follow-up article saying, well, you know, he's going around the mall asking people for dates. And we've subsequently now had a retired police officer said, yeah, we were warned about him. But nobody talks about the fact that the mall manager said, no, we didn't have any reports about him. Nobody talks about the fact that this retired former cop has a long history on Facebook of very, very bitter hatred of conservatives, of Trump, and so forth. She has political motives. And this is what we're seeing in this smear. We see people that are being used by the Washington Post and other outlets, and I would include in that all the mainstream media. They never talk about the pushback from this. They never give you a background on these individuals. Instead, they just let these accusations stand as if they were proven. And they're not proven. And these people have ulterior motives, whether it is a political perspective or whether it is personal revenge. And let me give you an example of that. When Gloria Allred poured into this, and that's just as unbelievable as something the Washington Post would do, but Gloria Allred, and as I pointed out, this is just like what she did with President Trump, coming in with a fake accusation against President Trump that was debunked with an email, but that doesn't stop Gloria Allred. She and the accuser are still coming after President Trump. They will continue to come after him. And that's why I've said before that Trump is the ultimate target of this smear campaign. Right now, they want to stop the grassroots rebellion against the GOP establishment Republicans in name only. But make no mistake about that. Once they defeat Roy Moore, they're going to say, see, you should let us pick the candidates. We'll give you people like Washington lobbyists, like Luther Strange, who has deep ethical issues himself. We will pick the establishment candidates for you, and you just rubber stamp them and send them on to Washington for more of the same. And don't you dare try this at home. You're not the professionals. We're the professionals. And we just proved it to you. We'll spend tens of millions of dollars to defeat somebody. And if that doesn't work, we'll smear their character. And Gloria Allred is a good example of this. Producing this woman and her yearbook, which she refuses, by the way, and continues to refuse to allow anybody to examine this, because a lot of issues have come up questioning whether or not the handwriting is authentic. They would like to see how old that handwriting is, because there's a lot of details in her story that just don't add up. She was a waitress, she said, at 15 years old at this diner. People who worked there said, we didn't hire anybody that was 15 years old. You had to be 16 years old. And then she said she saw Roy Moore every day, and he would come to the counter and so forth and so on. They said, no, actually, none of us ever saw Roy Moore, but if anybody came to the counter, they were waited on by the short order cook, not by the waitress, and so on. Said he drove her around to the back and molested her in the dark by the dumpsters. They said, well, actually, no, the dumpsters were always on the side of the building, and it's right next to a very well-lit four-lane highway, and on and on and on, debunking all the details of her story. But then the biggest debunking here, whether you look at the handwriting and how it doesn't match or not, but the fact that it was signed Roy Moore, DA. And again, there were issues about the Roy Moore not looking the way he typically signed it. But the DA, he was never district attorney. He never signed his name DA. He was deputy district attorney. He would have signed it if he had put those initials there. He would have signed it DDA. But that would have been the way that her divorce decree was signed. Her divorce decree that went through his office. Ah, there's the personal motive, isn't it? 22 years after the alleged violent sexual assault that she accuses Roy Moore of, she stood before him in a divorce case. She did not ask for him to be recused. She gave no indication that she was concerned about him being the judge in her divorce case. But then 18 years later, 40 years after the event, she cannot talk about it without breaking down constantly in a press conference that was orchestrated by Gloria Allred. See, this is the kind of phony information that is just put out there by CNN and the people of Fox News, and they never push back against it. They never say, but look at this. This doesn't look genuine. They won't do anything to look at that. Let's take a look at the butt grabber, the accuser. This is a woman who has now come out that in this meeting where she was going in, said that she went in with her mother to Roy Moore's office. He complimented her appearance, and then as she walked out, she says that he really grabbed my butt. Well, why was she there? She was there because she was in a nasty custody battle with her mother over her son. Her mother had accused her of being unfit, absent, and unstable as a mother. Judge Roy Moore was representing her mother, and she was turning custody over to her mother after having lost the case where Roy Moore was in opposition. This is the woman who, now, years later, accuses Roy Moore of grabbing her butt. And it's her word against his. A woman who lost custody of her child to her mother because she was judged to be an unfit mother and Roy Moore was on the other side of the case. Mainstream media, even Fox, will not tell you this. Instead, the women at Fox will pretend, and I've seen them say this a number of times, they get in their panels and they sit there and they say, why would these women come forward? What do they have to gain? Well, why did the women come forward and attack Donald Trump with their pussy hat protests? What did they have to gain? Why would they take a week and go to Washington to protest? Because they are politically motivated or personally motivated. And they ignore all the evidence of fraud in these cases. And then there's another issue here. When you look at the alternative, what is behind door number two? And now we've got a door number three that's just introduced itself. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But what's behind door number two? Who is this Democrat, Doug Jones? Let's play what Nancy Pelosi says about the sexual molestation. Is she concerned about this? Is this advocate for women's rights? Is she concerned about what's happening on Capitol Hill? Will she reveal the names of the people that the taxpayers have spent $15 million to cover up for crimes that are much worse in many cases than what Roy Moore is accused of? This is what Nancy Pelosi has to say.
So define zero tolerance. You said there's now a zero tolerance.
Yes.
John Conyers, what does that mean for him right now?
Let's say
in or out.
We are strengthened by due process. Just because someone is accused.
I thought Roy Moore was supposed to step down just because of the allegations, not due process.
Is it two? I think there has to be. John Conyers is an icon in our country. He has done a great deal to protect women, violence against women.
So he gets a pass.
Right wing.
Showing up without pants.
He is praising him for his work
on that. For grabbing women.
He did great work on that. But the fact is,
he did great work.
As John reviews his case, which he knows, which I don't, I believe he will
Why
do,
don't you?
I believe that
well,
he
how
will,
is it that
excuse
you
me,
don't?
May I finish my
sure,
sentence?
Sure.
That he will do the right thing.
What, and is the right thing what? Resign?
He will do the right thing in terms of what he knows about his situation, that he's entitled to due process, but women are entitled to due process
right.
as well.
Wait, was he, but he, got uh-huh. a, he took advantage of a situation where he had the rules of and I know you guys want to change these rules, but he got to hide his settlement. He got to, yeah, his well, accusers had to go through all
yeah, the taxpayers pay the settlement.
So why is he entitled to new due process
well,
in this case?
No, we are talking about what we have heard. I've asked the Ethics Committee to review that.
Yeah.
He has said he'd be open. He it will cooperate
Do you believe
with
the
any
accusers?
Review. Excuse me.
Do you believe John Conyers is a
I don't know who they are. Do you? They have not really come forward. And that gets
So you don't know if you believe the accusations?
What? That's for the Ethics Committee to review. But I believe he understands what is at stake here, and he will do the right thing. But all of these non-disclosure agreements have to go. And by the way, some of them are there to protect the victim because they don't.
Oh yeah, it's there to protect the women.
To be public, but that's over. In other words, if the
now she's going
to
pivot
to be private
to Trump,
she can
and
be.
To Moore.
He or she can be.
I guess it goes back to what is.
We don't have time for that. We'll be right back, and you understand that she says, "Oh, we have to look at this and give them a chance because they're Democrats. It's all about the politics."
With few remaining days left on the legislative calendar, Congress sure has a lot on the agenda, including reauthorization of mass surveillance. The current authorization for the controversial Section 702 expires December 31st, and it's the first time Congress has faced reauthorization since Edward Snowden revealed the NSA's mass surveillance apparatus. Civil libertarians have urged Congress to take this reauthorization as an opportunity to implement meaningful reforms to shield innocent Americans from mass surveillance. But with the clock running out, Congress appears poised to just jam through reauthorization. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has just took up a blockbuster case. The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake. The case, Carpenter versus U.S., will determine whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant. It's a legal theory known as the third-party doctrine. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emmerich's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm going to continue with the anatomy of a smear. Instead of doing a news break as we typically do at the top of the hour, you know, as we look at what's happened, and we have so many accusations coming out, many people on both sides of the political spectrum, men and women, have said we're creating a toxic environment here where all men are sexual predators. And that's why it is so easy for some people to believe that Roy Moore, a man who's been known very well, a public figure, those who've known him publicly, privately say this is not at all the Roy Moore that we have ever seen in the last 40 years, for people to come up with 40-year-old accusations. And as I pointed out, this politically motivated former female cop, who, if you look at her Facebook page, is rife with hatred of conservatives, Republicans, Trump, and more, comes out and said, "Hey, I was told watch out for him." Well, the Gadsden Mall manager said, to my knowledge, he was not banned from the mall. But you're not hearing that side of the story. The idea that a man could go up to an 18-year-old woman who is working in the mall as an employee, ask her for a date, and then she declines and he walks away. Now he is a sexual predator. Is that the kind of environment that we want to create here? I mean, that is amazing to me. Understand that the age of consent in Alabama by law was 16 years old then and remains 16 years old. But if you ask an 18-year-old woman for a date, she declines and you walk away. In a public place like the mall, is not hanging out in bars asking somebody for a date, but that's creepy. Oh, we need to get this guy banned from the mall. Which is totally false, because that didn't happen according to the mall manager. But what is behind door number two? I just played for you Nancy Pelosi. And the fact that she's doing all kinds of gyrations with MSNBC's Chuck Todd, saying, oh, no, John Conyers, he's a great guy. We got to give him a chance. We're going to take a look at this. And he's already got a couple of people talking about how he would show up to meetings without pants. This one woman whose job was to make sure that she was aware of his whereabouts, which may indicate mental incompetence. That's one thing that nobody is talking about. That was revealed in this. I haven't heard anybody else talk about that. I thought there was a very amazing revelation in there that she was hired kind of as his own minder, you know? Like, this is a guy who makes sure you wake him up in the morning, make sure you get him dressed, and make sure you get him to the meetings and where he's supposed to be so he can rubber stamp what Nancy Pelosi wants to do. If Nancy Pelosi, in fact, can remember what she was supposed to do for the day without her medication from the Capitol Hill Pharmacy. I mean, this is the state that we're in right now, but it is hyper partisan, and they will overlook actual proven attacks, things that people have paid money to hush up, things that people have taken photographs of. No, we're not going to pay any attention to that. But if somebody alleged something who has a personal vendetta against the judge because he presided over their custody case or he presided over their divorce, No, we're going to treat that as real, even though it was only a he said, she said, and it happened decades ago. Now, we're going to treat that as real. But what is behind door number two? Who is it that we will be sending to Alabama, you voters in Alabama? I don't get a chance to vote in this, but who will you be sending to Alabama to work with Nancy Pelosi, to work with Chuck Schumer? You know, they've openly talked about it in the liberal press that his best chance is to make sure that nobody from the Democrat Party in Washington shows up in Alabama. Let's try to fool the Alabama voters as to what they're really going to be getting with Doug Jones. You had him appearing with Joe Biden. That should tell people something, but they keep that quiet. And as New American points out, they say in Alabama, a deep red state, There is no chance that Moore's liberal Democrat opponent, Doug Jones, could ever hope to defeat Moore in the U.S. Senate race on the issues. Neither could Luther Strange, quite frankly. Luther Strange couldn't defeat him. They say Jones is pro-choice on abortion. He favors allowing transgender boys to use girls' locker rooms. He's for Obamacare. He favors amnesty for illegal immigrants. These positions cannot win in Alabama unless you have the approval and support of Mitch McConnell, who will jump in there for you. So we'll be right back. We're going to talk about the updates of what happened with the Washington Post and this third candidate who has just entered the race.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's keep talking about this Alabama Senate race because, folks, this is a very important issue for the entire country. This is a template for what Mitch McConnell and the GOP branch of the Uni Party will do in every race coming up. And they're going to refer, if they defeat Roy Moore, every time you have true conservatives running in a primary, because that's what we're going to have to do if we're going to get these people out. Otherwise, we're going to be faced with a choice of somebody like Doug Jones or some Luther Strange, and that's no choice at all, quite frankly. So if we're going to change things in Washington, if we have a hope of pushing things back at all, it's going to have to be done at the primary level. And Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, all these people are saying, see, we told you so. We told you that you shouldn't have elected a conservative. And as I said before, they went against Roy Moore and against Mo Brooks, and they spent 150 times more to defeat them than they did to defeat Democrats. That's the Republican establishment of the Uni Party. And in the last segment, I just pointed out, as New American said, Doug Jones, in a very, very conservative state like Alabama, had absolutely no chance of winning. Before this smear campaign by the Republicans and the mainstream media, and I include, again, Fox News in that smear campaign, before any of that happened, he was winning by 20 or 30 points. I mean, it was a slam dunk. And so they had to invent something like this. They had to invent a smear. Because Jones is pro-choice on abortion, he favors allowing transgender boys into girls' bathrooms. So you think because of allegations that are 40 years old, that, as I mentioned before, we see obvious forgeries, we see obvious personal vendettas, we see obvious political vendettas behind these allegations, but because you want to look at these 40-year-old allegations about Roy Moore's conduct that doesn't jive with anything anybody's seen publicly or privately, you're going to vote for a guy who wants to create transgender bathrooms. Does that make any sense to you? Do you realize that the federal government and its control over education is pushing a transgender agenda to your kids in kindergarten, and you're going to vote for the guy who would forward that agenda because of 40-year-old allegations that are not proven, many of them disproven? Does that make any sense to you, those of you in Alabama? Does that make any sense to anybody? It doesn't make any sense to me. He's also somebody who's for Obamacare. He's somebody who is for amnesty for illegal immigrants. And if you think it's just the Democrats who are for DACA, let me play for you what the House GOP members are ready to do for the Dreamers. Here's that clip.
Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear
every
you.
Day that Congress fails to act, every time that Congress kicks this can down the road, real people are hurt. So we as members of Congress, we recognize the positive contributions that Dreamers have made to the social and the economic well-being of the United States. I can tell you that almost every single Republican agrees it's the responsibility of Congress, not the administration, to make immigration law.
Away from here that the RAC Act is your preferred vehicle.
Yeah. Almost every Republican agrees.
It gets 218 votes in the House and 60 votes in the Senate, or there's no deal. No bill is going to be perfect, but inaction is just not acceptable. So we stand here ready to work with the Speaker's working group, with the White House, with
Paul
our
Ryan
friends
has always
from
been
both
open
sides of the aisle, to pass a legislative solution this year.
Okay, isn't that interesting? Because we have the Republicans saying that he supports a bill giving amnesty to Dreamers, but he says it has to come from the Congress. And that's what Roy Moore said, because Roy Moore has respect for the law, unlike most of these individuals. They have pretended for the longest time that the Dreamer Act, which was nothing but a series of memos from Homeland Security, that that had the effect of law. Judge Roy Moore took a lot of flack for saying there is no such thing as a Dreamer. DACA is not a law. It was never passed by Congress. It is a memo from somebody in the Obama administration. And they said, how dare you say that? Well, now they're saying, well, we really have to pass a law, but we're going to pass a law to make sure that these people stay, that we have chain immigration and so forth and so on. Roy Moore would say no. And that's a key part of what we're looking at here. So when you look at these issues, when you look at one of the ones that I didn't mention was gun control, do you realize that since we had the shooting in Texas, we've had 21 new gun control measures now being advanced by Democrats in Washington? Who is going to stand against that? Would that be Roy Moore or would that be Doug Jones? Well, I think Doug Jones would be siding with the rhinos in Congress for both the open borders as well as these other issues. And, you know, when we look at what's happening and we look at the push towards moving DACA in, I find it very interesting that the former head of Homeland Security, Michael Kelly, who's now the White House chief of staff, has put forward his chief assistant, who is so pro open borders and has been for many, many years, going back to the Bush administration. She has ties to Jeb Bush's people as well as George Bush's people. She was bringing in workers from Mexico for relief work instead of letting people who were Americans be hired to rebuild the cities that were destroyed by Katrina and so forth. She was busy bringing in people from Mexico. Breitbart calls her Lady DACA. And that's a good way to refer to her. And of course, she is a protege of Michael Kelly. Guess who is now coming in as a write-in, as a third candidate, just a week or so. How long is it? It's the beginning of December. Here we are, 1 or 2 weeks out from this Alabama Senate race. And now we have another protege of Michael Kelly coming in as a write-in candidate. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? So the common thread between Lady DACA, who is now being put up as Director of Homeland Security, as well as this write-in candidate opposing Roy Moore, is Michael Kelly. Michael Kelly. But let's take a little bit more look at the Democrat, Doug Jones. When it comes to guns, and as I pointed out, 21 new gun control measures. You can go to D.C. Clothesline. They link each one of these 21 measures up and what the Democrats want to do. But when Doug Jones was asked point blank about guns, I want you to listen to how he prevaricated around this. Politico was talking to him. They were contrasting the difference between Republican Roy Moore voters versus Jones voters, how one of the dividing issues is the Second Amendment. And so they asked Politico, left-wing Politico, asked left-leaning Doug Jones, how can you reassure more supporters that you're not out to take away their religious freedom or their guns, their culture? He responded by seizing on the word culture. He said, when you talk about their Christian beliefs and stuff, that's one thing. But when you talk about their culture, I'm not sure what you mean by that. If culture means that you have to put down people, if your culture means that you would discriminate against somebody, that you would not treat anybody in the same way that Christ would do, then I'm not going to protect that. You see what this guy is coming from? He is a full-on politically correct cultural Marxist, and he has a great tactic for completely avoiding the issue. Never got back to guns. Just made it about culture. Made it about culture, didn't he? And never got back to that. He has said in the past that guns, he supports background checks for gun shows. He says his overarching belief is that the Second Amendment has limitations. The Alabama Political Reporter quoted him as saying, "We've got limitations on all constitutional amendments in one form or the other." Oh, yes, we do, don't we? We have limitations on the First Amendment. We have limitations on the Second Amendment. We have limitations on the Fourth, the Fifth, the Sixth, the Seventh, the Eighth, the Ninth. The Tenth, Ninth, and Tenth are totally dead. That's what Roy Moore lost his job trying to protect in Alabama. Not once, but twice. And this is a guy who says, no, you have limitations on all these Bill of Rights. If you have limitations on your rights, they're no longer rights. They're privileges granted by the government. That's why Chuck Todd on MSNBC played the clip of Roy Moore when he said, our rights are not granted by government or by Doug Jones. They come from God. They are natural rights if you don't believe in God. They're something that you possess as a human being. That's the essence of your being a human. If the government can give you your rights, it can take them away for any reason, and it will. With the Democrats in charge. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The term fake news has become so synonymous with CNN, the news network wants to ban it. CNN is now pushing an effort to ban the term fake news. An opinion piece argues that the term has become meaningless and lost its power because politicians have hijacked it as a way to undermine the media establishment. The authors decry the fact that a majority of people now believe the mainstream media peddles fabricated stories. Of course, the real reason media elites want to clamp down on the term fake news is because its original intention, to smear and discredit any dissenting opinions, has completely backfired. This was illustrated yet again by President Trump's latest triggering tweet when he suggested that a fake news trophy should be awarded to the network that has been responsible for the most inaccurate reporting. The fake news narrative has actually acted as a boomerang, showing the mainstream media to be the most consistently dishonest entity of all. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we've got a lot of news to cover. We're going to be talking about net neutrality. We're going to be talking about an update to Bitcoin shortly after this program ended yesterday, and we talked quite a bit about Bitcoin. We talked with Gerald Celente about what was happening with Bitcoin, the explosion that has happened over the last week. And of course, it exploded through the psychological barrier of $10,000 per Bitcoin shortly after this program ended yesterday. So we're going to give you an update on that. We're going to tell you what some people are predicting now, and the central banks that are standing on the sidelines wringing their hands. We got to love that at very least, whether you're in Bitcoin or not. You've got to love the fact that the central bankers are really concerned about this. We're going to talk about Jeff Bezos and how he is setting us up to be the serfs of the 21st century with Jeff Bezos as our Lord and Master. You know, just in time for Christmas, we have this tale of Dickensian sweatshops coming out of England. The people who work there in the Amazon warehouse. We'll also give you some update on DACA and also some updates on tolls. A lot of you were traveling by car over the weekend, or at least attempting to, in many cities where they refuse to build additional roads. You may have an explosion of people moving into your city like we do here in Austin, but they're not about to build any roads. The urban planners absolutely hate cars. They think they're the greatest evil ever envisioned by man. I would say that it's just the opposite. I would say their cities are the greatest evil ever invented by man. And one of the hallmarks of freedom in the 20th century was the ability of people to be able to live in the suburbs, even though they were forced to work in the cities. They had the car that allowed them the freedom to commute. But the urban planners have been plotting their designs for quite some time, making sure that they gradually strangle the roads with traffic. So we're going to talk about what's going on in San Diego. We're going to talk about what's going on here in Texas as well. We've had the governor here, Governor Abbott, pushing back against the increasing trend of toll roads. Here in Texas, they don't want to build a road or expand a road unless they make it a toll lane. We've had traffic tied up here for over 5 years. They still haven't completed a project down by the airport. And with all the millions of man hours, and I'm not exaggerating here, that have been lost, but people sitting in traffic with the traffic jams of these construction projects that just drag on and on and on. You very rarely see any crews down there working. They've gotten most of it completed, but not all of it completed. And I don't know how long it was going on. I mean, I've been in Austin for over 5 years. It's been going on longer than that. But when they finally got most of it completed, or the design, is only to add a single toll lane. So everybody waited in traffic. All this money was spent for the benefit of a multinational corporation who's going to own that toll road. And the Texas governor, Governor Abbott, said, enough. We're going to stop this. We're going to stop shaking people down with toll roads. You're going to build some roads for everybody to drive on. And I think that's a very healthy development. If you don't have a governor like Governor Abbott, you need to get one like Governor Abbott, because this is something that's not just happening in Texas. It happened in North Carolina, where I came from. We'd never had toll roads before. But it was pushed in by the guy who then rode that crony capitalism wave right to the U.S. Senate. Yeah, I'm talking about Tom Tillis, one of the big never-Trumpers. This is a guy who got in as, thanks to Barack Obama, we had a change in the North Carolina legislature. First time Republicans had ever controlled the North Carolina legislature since Reconstruction. And instead of the person who had been the minority leader for a very long time, he was leapfrogged by Tom Tillis, who had just gotten into the Senate, like the term before that. He was handpicked by the establishment. And as Speaker of the House, he pushed through the first toll roads, first major toll roads in North Carolina. And then immediately, he is picked to go to Washington. And guess what he's doing there? All of the usual global establishment stuff. That's what Tom Tillis is doing. Opposing President Trump, supporting globalism. That's the way these guys roll. Before we get back to the news, before we finish up, there's a couple of updates I want to have on this, on the race in Alabama that I haven't covered yet. I've been talking about it. The conspiracy, I think, of the Republicans to make sure that he loses so that they can keep their rhino, Republican in name only, control on the Senate. Whether they stay in the majority or not, they don't care. It's most important for the rhinos to control the Republican Party. They can't let that control go. And that's what's really behind this. I want to tell you about the Cyber Monday specials that we've extended here at InfoWarsStore.com. We have InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, 50% off plus free shipping. Big, big savings there, because we're talking about free shipping and 50% off. That's a very heavy product to ship. A big savings to you. Emmerix Essential Products, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine, 50% off. Survival Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off. And we have something unusual. We have the InfoWars gift card. Just use the code BONUS. You can get 10% off. It's like free money to give to your friends and family to support InfoWars, to share this with your loved ones. It's a great, perfect gift. We have a lot of products at InfoWars. It's survival products, preparedness products, as well as the health products that we sell. And if you take a look at some of these others that we have there, we have Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration Unit, 25% off plus free shipping. All Pro Pure items, 25% off plus free shipping. And then 50% off of Living Defense, Prostaguard, BrainForce, many others. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and we thank you for your support. All right, so let's talk about the final aspect of this. We have Doug Jones, gun control, Obamacare, open borders, transgender bathrooms, you name it. The guy is a hardcore liberal. When he talks about Obamacare, he says repeal and replace is merely a political slogan. Yes, it is for him. He believes that Obamacare should and will be permanent, because he may say that he's pro-choice on abortion, but he's not pro-choice on your health care. You don't get to make any choices about that. Even if you're a woman, you're going to take the health care that he tells you and that Obama tells you and that the Republicans and the Democrat Uni Party tells you you're going to take. So he says the Affordable Care Act, and let's just, again, affordable care, this is like net neutrality we're going to talk about here in a moment. There's nothing affordable about the insurance that you're forced to buy. You're not getting health care, you're getting health insurance. And they're holding a gun to your head, making you buy an expensive Cadillac insurance. If you are a single male, you got to get maternity care. I mean, this is crony capitalism at its worst. But Doug Jones says the Affordable Care Act was never supposed to be the end of the discussion about health care in this country. No, it's just the end of your freedom, the end of your choice. Meanwhile, what does Moore say? Moore says we got to make sure the federal government is getting out of the healthcare business entirely. So he's a no compromise conservative. And as we've got this third guy entering the race, understand why they had to do this. We had President Trump come in and talk about Jones on the issues. You want to talk about what's behind door number two? That's Doug Jones. And President Trump tweeted out, the last thing we need in Alabama and the U.S. Senate is a Schumer Pelosi puppet who is weak on crime, weak on the border, bad for our military and our great vets, bad for our Second Amendment, and wants to raise taxes to the sky. Jones would be a disaster. I endorsed Luther Strange in the Alabama primary. He shot way up in the polls, but it wasn't enough. Can't let Schumer Pelosi win in this race. Liberal Jones would be bad. So what do they do? Michael Kelly brings in an associate of his to run as a write-in candidate. A guy who attended fundraisers for Doug Jones. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at what's going on in the House sex scandals. You know, many people are coming forward. We got the women who were abused by Bill Clinton saying, let's end the secret hush fund for sexual predators in Congress. Well, that would be an interesting idea. Do you think Nancy Pelosi is down with that? I don't think so. And we'll tell you why in just a moment. We've also had a pro-open borders Democrat congressman, Luis Gutierrez, who abruptly said, all of a sudden, he's not going to run for re-election. What do you think about that? Why would he all of a sudden drop out? I mean, we looked at the dropout of Senator Bob Corker, who had been a part of the crony capitalist Republicans in name only, pushing Obamacare and so forth. He dropped out immediately after Roy Moore defeated the establishment candidate that they'd spent $30 million to defeat Roy Moore, and Roy Moore still won. So Bob Corker dropped out because handwriting was on the wall. Now, with all the stuff that's happening on Capitol Hill, with all the sexual assault charges going back and forth and people saying, hey, we've got to stop this hush fund for sexual predators. We want to know who these people are that Congress has paid $15 million to protect. All of a sudden, Luis Gutierrez suddenly says, I'm not running anymore. no need to look at me. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's not what's behind it, but the timing certainly does look suspicious, don't you think? All right, let's go back to this situation with Roy Moore, Doug Jones, and now a third person has come in, a Marine colonel, a guy who is a retired Marine colonel, Lee Busby, and he used to work for General John Kelly. Isn't that interesting? What a coincidence. What a coincidence. Right after President Trump comes out and says, Doug Jones will be an absolute disaster on every single issue that I ran on. Every single issue. And then he's got White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, don't go down there and campaign for Roy Moore. And then, all of a sudden, his prior associate runs as a write-in. Isn't that interesting? As Michael Kelly John Kelly is putting forward his former assistant to take his place at the Department of Homeland Security, somebody who is avowedly open borders and pro-DACA. Breitbart even calls her Lady DACA. So what's going on with this? This was one of the announcements of this. So it was the Daily Beast, all these people that we can trust. And this is a good example of how the mainstream media has spun this to smear Roy Moore. I started out by talking about this, how this is the anatomy of a smear. Here's the Daily Beast. These are the people who were sneering at Danny Williams in Las Vegas when I covered that press conference. Remember that? And Danny Williams was saying, I am the illegitimate son of Bill Clinton. And he had highway patrolmen come and give money to my mother every year and so forth. But then that got stopped at a certain point when he moved to Washington. I think it was when that stopped. But the Daily Beast was the most vicious reporter on the scene attacking Danny Williams. Vicious, the way this woman was attacking him. And I called her out on it. She looked at me. She sneered. And she goes, oh, InfoWars, oh, that's who you are. It's like, yeah, Daily Beast, that's who you are. And this is what Daily Beast does. Just like the Washington Post, the Daily Beast quotes this to smear Roy Moore. So they talk in glowing terms about Busby. Busby this, Busby that. And then they say the Washington Post initially quoted four women saying Moore pursued relationships with him. Another woman, Beverly Young Nelson, accused Moore of attempting to rape her when she was 16 years old. Nelson showed a yearbook saying, she says, was signed by Roy Moore DA as evidence. And they leave it at that. Now, I just spent a long time talking about the alternative motives of Beverly Young Nelson. I talked about the fact that the very signature there that said Roy Moore DA demonstrated its fraud because he never signed his name DA, except it was signed that way. He signed his name and then his assistant put his initials there. His initials were DA. That was the way that her divorce decree was signed. So there's personal issues there, but they put that out as proof. Hey, look, he signed it, Roy Moore DA. That was the evidence. That's the fake news. You know, we're talking about know your enemy here on this 34-hour broadcast. We talked about how the International Business Times said Alex Jones suggests that the Las Vegas mass shooting was fake. Well, we all know that we've been fed many, 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 many lies about Las Vegas. I don't know what happened there. I know what didn't happen there. What didn't happen there is anything that remotely resembles the official story that they finally decided on. Yeah, that's the ticket. And then this happened, and then that happened. Yeah, I'm sticking to that. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And so they're sticking to that story now, and they're telling everybody, don't ask me any more questions. I will tell you no more lies. It was a patchwork quilt of morphing lies in the Las Vegas thing. But, of course, they smear Alex Jones and say, well, Las Vegas shooting was fake, implying that we didn't believe that anybody was shot. That's not the case. We've talked to many people who were there on the ground, talking about what they saw as witnesses and so forth. But when we look at what the Daily Beast does, the Daily Beast comes out, trots out these allegations that have been circulating like an echo thing, not looking at them critically, but putting them out there as if it's evidence. And it is evidence. It is evidence of a fraud, but they go with it. So what is going on with this guy, Busby? Well, as Breitbart points out, he is a Never Trump plant in Alabama, this write-in candidate against Roy Moore. Because as Donald Trump comes out and says, Doug Jones would be the worst thing to ever happen to you guys if you're a conservative. If you support me, don't support Doug Jones. So we have this protege of Michael Kelly, of John Kelly, I keep calling him Michael Kelly, John Kelly, who goes down to Alabama and says, you can write me in, you can get me in. Okay, last minute, just like the accusations against Judge Roy Moore. Not 40 years, but less than 40 days before the election, they come out with these accusations. This guy, Busby, admitted that he attended a fundraiser, not a rally, but a fundraiser for Doug Jones, a Democrat candidate. He admitted that he voted for Ohio Governor John Kasich, the Never Trump Republican establishment candidate. And he says, well, I think there's an opening there for a centrist candidate. Let me tell you something. Some of these people who call themselves centrists, they're dead center. They are the dead center. These are the people who don't stand for anything except for election. And they think that they can sit in Congress by sitting on the fence. He is the exact antithesis of Roy Moore, a man who would lose his seat before he would give up his principles. This guy, if he has any principles, it's the John Kasich, Doug Jones kind of principles. And we see a recent poll, as Breitbart pointed out, revealed that Roy Moore has a 7-point lead over Jones. Now, we've seen a lot of different polls. Some of them say they're dead even. Some of them give a 1 or 2 point lead to Doug Jones. I would say that the Republican establishment maybe believes this poll that shows that there's a 7-point lead. Otherwise, it wouldn't be pushing this right-end candidate. Meanwhile, you got another rhino establishment figure, Rob Portman, a Republican, said it would be better for the country if Roy Moore stepped aside. But RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says that the voters will be the judge and jury of Roy Moore. And ABC's Cokie Roberts said it's going to be very hard to defeat Roy Moore with President Trump's endorsement. And quite frankly, that's what happened. And when you look at this, I think the essential takeaway from this is the headline McMuffin 2.0. This looks exactly like what Mitt Romney did or tried to push in Utah against President Trump. Isn't it interesting that the last minute we see Gloria Allred trotting out a false accusation, just like she did against President Trump? At the last minute, we see a third-party write-in candidate like McMuffin. That's what President Trump called McMullen, the CIA Goldman Sachs banker who ran at the last minute. And he said, I would be happy to just stop Trump, even if it means Hillary Clinton getting elected. And that's what's going on in Alabama. This guy just wants to stop a conservative getting involved. Meanwhile, General John Kelly, the White House chief of staff, says, I'm not involved in the Alabama Senate write-in candidate of Lee Busby, my former colleague. Oh, no. LOL. LOL. So that is why when we look at this Washington Post busting the James O'Keefe attempt to fool them with a fake Roy Moore accuser, why would they do something like that? Well, I pointed out how it was obviously false. And then, of course, there's the Washington Post reporter Janelle Ross giving a strategy briefing at a secret Democrat gathering. Do you think that the Washington Post is objective? They claim they are because they busted this James O'Keefe sting, but they're not.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
There's something happening here.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at the press conference yesterday where Sarah Sanders defended President Trump taking a dig at Elizabeth Warren. Focahontas is really what he should have called her instead of Pocahontas. I think Focahontas is the best way to express that. And it's a very good back and forth that you'll hear between Sarah Sanders and the press corps. She gave them back better than they came after her. We're going to play that for you. We're also going to talk about what's going on with Bitcoin. We're going to take a look at Jeff Bezos as he's setting us up to be his serfs. We're going to revisit and recap what is happening with net neutrality and what is really the threat to our privacy and our freedom that nobody is talking about. Isn't it interesting that everybody is all about net neutrality? They're threatening the FCC commissioner, Ajit Pai. They're threatening his family and so forth. But nobody's paying any attention to Section 702, to dragnet surveillance. They're not paying any attention to surveillance of our telephones. They're not paying any attention to what the people who say that we have to have net neutrality like we've got now, people like Google and Facebook and Twitter, they're not paying any attention to what they're doing right now, are they? You think we're free? You think the government is going to give you privacy? You think the government is going to respect the rule of law, the Constitution, search warrants? Let's get real here, folks. Let's get real. And we're going to talk about that and what's really at issue with that, as well as Sarah Sanders, Bitcoin, and many other issues. And something that is breaking now in North Korea as well. Kind of interesting story here. Going to get to all that in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the sales that we have as part of our Cyber Monday extended specials. We have 50% off on a wide variety of products and free shipping on some very expensive to ship products like Select Survival Food, InfoWars Life Select Survival Food. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Big, big savings there, as well as some other high dollar and heavy to ship items like Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. All the Pro Pure systems are 25% off plus free shipping. That Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system is 25% off plus free shipping. We also have the perfect gift for your friends, your family, your loved ones. Consider giving them an InfoWars gift card right now, 10% off with the code BONUS. We're practically giving you free money for supporting the InfoWar and for sharing this with your loved ones, introducing them to the products that we sell here. And of course, it isn't just preparedness products. It isn't just health products. There's also many other things in terms of power items, you know, that when the power goes out, things like we have a bulletproof vest, a lot of different preparedness types of items, not just health products. But here are some of the health products that we have. 50% off. Living Defense, Prostaguard, Brain Force Plus, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality. All those are 50% off plus free shipping. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, I want to play, let's play the Sarah Sanders thing first, video clip number one. This was a situation where President Trump was honoring the Code Talkers. Remember the Apaches? We've had movies made about them. World War II. It was always an issue of trying to maintain secrecy. I mean, we had the Enigma project that the Nazis had. Breaking that code gave us a big advantage. And on the battlefield, they had been able to jump in and listen to the walkie-talkie communications of soldiers. Marines who were fighting the Japanese island to island. And to counteract that, what they did was they found some Apaches who had still spoke the original language, a language that was not one that the Japanese would ever be able to find a translator for. It was only spoken by a small group of people. And they used them as translators. They faced great danger. Many of them died. And they call them code talkers. So one Apache would talk to another Apache, and then off the air, they would give the translations to the soldiers. And so President Trump was there honoring them. And after he honored them, he made a joke about Elizabeth Warren. He said, "You've been here a long time, and you're genuine. But then, of course, there's Pocahontas." And when he made that joke, the press got very, very incensed. As a matter of fact, Elizabeth Warren said it was a racist slur. So here's the press attacking Sarah Huckabee Sanders, saying, "What about Trump and his racist slur with Elizabeth Warren?" Referring to the fact that she tried to identify herself as an Indian. Okay, so here's what Sarah Huckabee Sanders said at the press conference.
Are going to help and support those priorities. Sarah, Jonathan.
Sarah, at the event that the president just did with the Navajo code talkers, he referred to Pocahontas being in the Senate. Why did he feel the need to say something that is offensive to many people while honoring the Navajo code talkers, these genuine American
I think
heroes?
What most people find offensive is Senator Warren lying about her heritage to advance her career.
Now, she said it was a racial slur.
Exactly.
What is your response to that?
Isn't that cultural misappropriation?
Ridiculous response.
Let me just follow up with that, because the president was speaking at an event to honor members of the greatest generation, people who fought in World War II, who are in their 80s and 90s now, And the moment had many people online asking whether the president lacks decency. What's your response to that notion?
Look, I think the president certainly finds an extreme amount of value and respect for these individuals, which is why he brought them and invited them to come to the White House and spent time with them, recognizing them and honoring them today. So I think he is constantly showing ways to honor those individuals, and he invited them here at the White House today to meet with them and to also remind everybody about what the historic role that they played many years ago. Kristen.
Why is it appropriate for the president to use a racial slur in any context?
I don't believe
why is it appropriate to use a racial slur? How is that a racial slur?
A racial slur or anybody else.
This is a racial slur, so why is it appropriate for him to
use
that?
I think, like I said, I don't think that it is, and I don't think that was certainly not the president's intent.
See, that's the fake news approach.
I think, again, like I said, I think the more offensive, the most offensive thing. I'm sorry?
Does he see political value in calling people out racially?
Look, I think that Senator Warren was very offensive when she lied about something specifically to advance her career. I don't understand why no one's asking about that question and why that isn't constantly covered.
Why is it committing to on Syria? First on the president's call with
Okay. Let's. That's all they're talking about. That. Okay. So, do you see the tactic? A fake news. That's why we're having this 34-hour broadcast, Know Your Enemy. Let me explain to you what that last reporter, that woman who asked the two questions. She said, why does he think it's appropriate in using a racial slur? Why does he see value in calling out people racially? See, she's not saying, wasn't that a racial slur? No, she's just assuming in her question that it was a racial slur. You know, kind of like, when will you stop beating your wife? And that's why I spent so much time on Roy Moore. If you want to understand the tactics of the mainstream media, the tactics of the uniparty GOP establishment, then watch what's happening with Roy Moore or watch this press conference. See, she doesn't come out and say, that wasn't that a racial slur? No, she says, why would he use a racial slur to attack people? Why does he see value in attacking people racially? Do you honestly think that Elizabeth Warren is an Indian? Or a Native American, if you will. And I use the term Indian because that's what Russell Means said. He said, look, we got people who've been here for hundreds of years. They consider themselves to be Native Americans as well. Let's make a distinction there. And Russell Means called himself an Indian. And that's why they call themselves the American Indian Movement. So Indian is a legitimate term. He said, let's just understand we're going to distinguish ourselves as a group. We're going to call ourselves Indian. So I'm saying that Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, wants to call herself an Indian, but the press comes out and says, "That isn't that a racial slur? Why does Donald Trump use racial slurs? Why does he beat his wife? Yes or no?" And Sarah Huckabee Sanders isn't having any of it. She goes, I think what's offensive and what is a racial slur is the fact that Pocahontas would try to culturally misappropriate their identity and use it for her own political advantage. I mean, that's really what's going on here. If people can see it or not. Meanwhile, we have in North Korea, that line here that, the little fat man, you know, it's interesting, you know, because we had the original nuclear weapons. It was, little fat man was one of them, right? Or fat man, little boy. What was it? I don't know. But anyway, he called the U.S. heinous gangsters, which reminds me of the last time they got in a name calling, back and forth. And President Trump said, I would never refer to him as short and fat. But of course, Kim Jong-un is the only person in North Korea who's getting fat. And as he's speeding up his nuclear program, maybe we don't have too much to worry about because we've got ghost ships that are washing up on the shores of Japan with skeletons on board. These are people in North Korea who can't even fish. Eight skeletons found in the hull of one wooden boat that washed ashore on the main island of Japan. Officials did not confirm the boat was from North Korea, but they said it matches the vessels that they've been using. They say it's after Kim Jong-un decided to expand the fisheries industry as a way of increasing revenue for the military. They're using old boats manned by the military by people who have no knowledge about fishing. Are we worried about their nuclear weapons? I'm not. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first. Just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
With few remaining days left on the legislative calendar, Congress sure has a lot on the agenda, including reauthorization of mass surveillance. The current authorization for the controversial Section 702 expires December 31st, and it's the first time Congress has faced reauthorization since Edward Snowden revealed the NSA's mass surveillance apparatus. Civil libertarians have urged Congress to take this reauthorization as an opportunity to implement meaningful reforms to shield innocent Americans from mass surveillance, but with the clock running out, Congress appears poised to just jam through reauthorization. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has just took up a blockbuster case. The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake. The case, Carpenter versus U.S., will determine whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant. It's a legal theory known as the third-party doctrine. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at the net neutrality as well as Bitcoin and what is going on with Amazon.com. And, of course, this is the third hour of our program. We are now 25, 26 hours into our 34-hour broadcast. Know your enemy. We've been talking about the fake attacks, the fake news attacks against Alex Jones, fake news attacks against Roy Moore, the tactics that they use. And we just talked in the last segment about the incensed left and how they said, isn't this a racial slur? How can you defend using a racial slur? Not, is this a racial slur, but how can you defend it? And Sarah Huckabee pointing out that people should be offended by Pocahontas trying to assert that she is an Indian in all of this. That's what people should really be offended by. And actually, my crew just told me that I referred to the Code Talkers as Apaches. They're actually Navajo. But I don't know that Elizabeth Warren knows the difference either. So apologies to those of you who are Navajo. We correct the record here. The Code Talkers were Navajo and not Apache. And maybe we should send that memo to Elizabeth Warren as well. Meanwhile, tell her that she's not an Indian either. As we've been talking about DACA and the fight that is coming up, because right now we're looking at the push for tax reform, trying to get that done by the end of the year. But the next thing up on the list is DACA. And we have Paul Ryan and the Forever Open Borders joining the Forever Never Trumpers. We've got a Never Trump pundit, a Jeb Bush advisor, is now among the group of Republicans on the Hill, the establishment Republicans, as well as big corporate executives pushing for Dreamer amnesty. Yes, that's right. That's coming down the pike. And if we get people like Doug Jones, if we don't get people like Roy Moore in, we're going to have that for sure. We're not going to have the borders. That was the central issue that President Trump ran on. But again, Michael Kelly has appointed his assistant, Lady DACA, who supports DACA, unquestionably supports open borders. He's putting her in as Department of Homeland Security. The Border Patrol is very angry about this. The Border Patrol said they feel very betrayed by the people that are in the Trump cabinet. And we've just seen last week a couple of agents brutally attacked by illegal aliens. One of them had his head smashed in. Of course, mainstream media said, wasn't it possible that he just fell? No. He had his head smashed in by illegal aliens as his fellow Border Patrol agent tried to come to his rescue. He was attacked and severely beaten with the same rocks. He didn't fall either, just so that CNN knows. But that's the tactics of the mainstream media. That's why we have this Know Your Enemy 34-hour broadcast. As Breitbart points out, Beltway Republicans have sent a letter to Congress writing, quote, "The time has come for illegal aliens to permanently stay in the United States." That's right. That's what we're going to be seeing now as we move forward. Meanwhile, Bitcoin, some are saying, could easily reach $40,000. As I said yesterday, we talked about this, the explosion in the value of Bitcoin last week, the explosion in the interest. And shortly after the program ended, just about 45 minutes after the program ended, it passed the $10,000 mark. And now we've got individuals saying it could reach $40,000. This is a man who had predicted that it would reach $10,000 by the end of this year. This is hedge fund manager, this Fortress hedge fund manager, Michael Novogratz. He said Bitcoin could be at $40,000 by the end of 2018. It easily could, he told CNBC. And of course, yesterday it passed the $10,000 mark on South Korea's BitThumb, one of the world's largest exchanges for cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin started the year below $1,000 and has jumped now more than tenfold in the last year. And according to Novogratz, by the end of 2018, Bitcoin's rival Ethereum could be triple from where it is as well. He says there's a big wave of money coming, not just here, but all around the world. He said he's going to launch a $500 million digital assets fund through his new firm, Galaxy Investment Partners. He said that in contrast to oil and renewable energy products, companies cannot produce more Bitcoin to meet demand since the digital currency supply is limited to 21 million coins. Very interesting. We'll be right back.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, November 28, 2017. We're entering hour number 27 of our 34-hour broadcast, Know Your Enemy. We've been talking about the tools of deception being used by the mainstream media as well as the establishment uniparty. And I want to move on to Bitcoin, because we talked about this yesterday, and as I just mentioned at the top of the hour, right after the broadcast ended yesterday, it passed through the $10,000 mark. And there's an interesting article on Zero Coin. No, it's not Zero Coin anymore. It's now $10,000 Bitcoin. They say as Bitcoin nears $10,000, central banks are kept up at night worrying about what's going to happen. I think that's one of the most interesting developments of this, whether or not you're involved in Bitcoin. And again, understand that it is a very volatile market. I'm not encouraging anybody to get in or to stay out. You have to understand that it is very, very volatile. But there are things that are happening. It's not simply a tulip bulb bubble, I don't think, because there is a need, and we have seen this in many different countries, the need to be able to shelter your money, to be able to get it out of the country, which is something that you can't easily do with gold or silver or other precious coins, and to be able to move the money around, as well as the speculative aspect of it that is making it very volatile. We just talked at the top of the hour how one individual running a hedge fund had predicted that it would reach 10,000 by the end of this year, is now predicting that it will reach 40,000 by the end of next year. And this Bitcoin article here has it broken down by the intervals where it jumped $1,000. So from zero to $1,000, how many days did it take? How many days did it take for it to go from one to 2,000? How many days did it take it to go from two to 3,000 and so forth? Now, the first increment to go from zero to 1,000 took it 1,789 days. To go from 1 to 2,000, it took 1,271 days. Then from 2 to 3,000, just 23 days. Then from 3 to 4,000, 62 days. From 4 to 5,000, 61 days. From 5 to 6,000, 8 days. From 6 to 7,000, 13 days. From 7 to 8,000, 14 days. From 8 to 9,000, only 9 days. You see how it's accelerating? That's one of the things that gets people concerned about this, the volatility that we've seen. The fact that you can have somebody like Jamie Dimon say, well, I think it's a bubble, and immediately it dropped by 25%, but then it regained it within 3 to 4 days. And there's been a couple of issues like that. So we've seen it go up by 16% over the weekend. And here's a reaction from some of the central banks. Reuters is reporting their reaction, saying the staggering price increases seen in the crypto market have led to multiple warnings from central bankers. They're not happy about this, folks. Investment bankers, other investors, say, oh, this is a bubble. And it may be. But I, again, as we talked about it yesterday, there's other aspects of this. They say regulators know the rewards of cryptocurrency and blockchain could be huge, but they have more than one eye on the catastrophic ramifications of good governance, stability, and control are not preserved, said a partner at a law firm in London. And then meanwhile, we have the central bankers, like the European Central Bank policymaker, telling Reuters the problem with Bitcoin is that it could easily blow up and central banks could then be accused of not doing anything. So they've got to jump in and regulate it for our own safety. Where have we heard that before? I've got to do this for your own. I've got to destroy your freedom for your own safety. And that's what they're saying right now. Cryptocurrency trading needs to be better regulated, they're saying. European Central Bank Vice President says it's an instrument of speculation, and it is for many people, but it is also an instrument of preserving value, of moving money around for others, and also of anonymity. In this day and age, what price do you put on privacy? People are starting to realize that privacy has a real value to it, and we realize that more as we look at net neutrality. I'm going to get to that in just one moment. Here's the reaction of some central bankers. Russia's central bank said, they should not seek to promote the use of virtual currencies because these could, in principle, affect the central bank's control over the supply of money and inflation. A rare moment of candor, right? That is somebody calling it like it is. Yeah, the central banks are the ones who should control the economy. And without us being able to control the economy, how would we be able to inflate away our debt? How would we be able to destroy the value of your money? See, one of the reasons that the guy who predicted $40,000 by the end of this next year was predicting that was because he said there's a limit to 21 million bitcoins. He says there's no limit to renewable energy resources, so you can invest in that and people can come up with a lower cost for that. Or you can invest in oil because you think we're going to run out of supply. Remember when Time Magazine, I've shown that a number of times, Time and Newsweek were telling everybody in 1978, 1979, when we had the fuel crunch shortage, as we saw OPEC rise, they were telling everybody, there's only so much oil in the ground. You know, you're just going to have to, you can't cut loose without that juice, as Tower Power used to say. They actually did a song about how we're going to run out of oil, and they did magazine covers saying that we're going to be out of oil and natural gas in 7 or 8 years. And that was back at the end of the 1970s, and it didn't happen, did it? They found more of those resources. So he's saying, with Bitcoin, there's only going to be 21 million, period. That's all that's going to happen. And the crunch is actually going to hit sooner than that. As I reported yesterday, there's more energy being expended on Bitcoin mining than is used by the entire nation of Ireland or by Nigeria. And so there's a lot of energy and work and computing resources that are being used to mine Bitcoin right now. And it becomes increasingly more difficult as time goes along for them to mine more. That was built into the algorithm. And so what's going to happen is you're going to run into some obstacles even before you get to 21 million, I believe. Because as they were saying, this is a projection by the IEEE, the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, and they were saying if we extrapolate this out at the rate that it's growing, we're going to use all the world's supply by, and I can't recall the date exactly, something like 2020. Maybe you guys could look it up. But it was a short-term date. So that's going to put a limitation to some degree on how they can do it. What happens when you limit the supply of something? This is for all of you Democrats listening. The price goes up in a marketplace. So when you get less of something, the price goes up. When you get more of something and you have competition, the price goes down. That's one of the reasons we don't want you controlling the health care in Washington, because we want real competition. So we have Russia's central bank being honest. We have the St. Louis Fed president, James Bullard, saying we could wake up one day and find most of the big banks have been eviscerated and most of that activity has moved elsewhere. That is their greatest fear. That they're being, going to be caught sitting on the sidelines. That the Federal Reserve will become irrelevant. That may be their nightmare, but that's our dream. And then we won't even have to audit them. We won't have to try to shut them down. That private corporation that has been manipulating our money supply for 104 years, this is one way to get rid of them. That alone is enough reason to go buy Bitcoin and support them. Just consider it an act of altruism, not speculation, but altruism, to try to shut down the control of the central bankers. Some central banks, like Sweden's Riksbank and the Bank of England, are saying, well, maybe we should, if we can't beat them, maybe we should join them. Maybe we should have our own digital currency. Meanwhile, Max Keiser has jumped in, and he says, Bitcoin is crushing the U.S. dollar, and governments can do nothing to stop it. He said, Bitcoin is the perfect currency, something that is utterly changing the global finance and market and is putting banksters and the central banks out of business. It should be applauded because they've been horribly bad actors. We need to get rid of them. We need to let Bitcoin transform our world, says Max Keiser. He said, we see the price of Bitcoin move into the $25,000 range. He said, that's something no central bank or country will be able to stop. And it's becoming a real scenario, a real threat. And, you know, I've talked to John McAfee, and he said, he said this summer, when it was still down around 2,000, he said, if it doesn't get to, what's the number that he came up with? Did he come up with 50,000, I think, or something like that? He says, if that doesn't happen, I will eat my, let's put it politely, genitalia. What was it? What was the number? It was a really high number. He says, if that doesn't happen, it was an astronomical number. It was something like 50,000. He said, if that doesn't happen, it was either 50,000 or 500,000. He said he would eat his genitalia. Well, it's looking like he's safe right now. And he said that because he said the petrodollar is going to collapse. He says, I'm not basing this on the fact that everybody's going to rush into Bitcoin in some kind of a frenzy. He says, I'm basing this on the fact that its value compared to the American dollar, and the American dollar is going to collapse. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The term fake news has become so synonymous with CNN, the news network wants to ban it. CNN is now pushing an effort to ban the term fake news. An opinion piece argues that the term has become meaningless and lost its power because politicians have hijacked it as a way to undermine the media establishment. The authors decry the fact that a majority of people now believe the mainstream media peddles fabricated stories. Of course, the real reason media elites want to clamp down on the term fake news is because its original intention to smear and discredit any dissenting opinions has completely backfired. This was illustrated yet again by President Trump's latest triggering tweet when he suggested that a fake news trophy should be awarded to the network that has been responsible for the most inaccurate reporting. The fake news narrative has actually acted as a boomerang, showing the mainstream media to be the most consistently dishonest entity of all. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We're now in hour number 27 of that broadcast. We've extended our Cyber Monday specials as well. You can find them on InfoWarsStore.com. Many items, 50% off, some of them more. We have colloidal silver or silver bullet product, 67% off, plus free shipping. And most of the items are free shipping that you'll find on InfoWarsStore.com, plus 50% off. Here's some of the items, 50% off. Living Defense, Prostaguard, Brain Force Plus, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, that's our nascent iodine, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, all of those are 50% off. Plus, our InfoWars Life Select storable food, 50% off and free shipping. Emmerich's Essential Products, 50% off. And you'll also find Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration Unit and all the ProPure items, 25% off plus free shipping. A great time to save. Thank you so much for your support. Take a look at the sales that are at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what keeps this program and everything we do here at InfoWars going. I want to take a look at how things are shaping up in the 21st century. We have Bezos with his new factories, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment, and how he is connected in Washington, the leverage that he gets from the Washington Post. But before we do that, I want to take a look at something that is a state issue, but it's, I guarantee you, going to be a state issue where you are as well, and that's something called toll roads. It's part of the Agenda 21, part of the crony capitalism with multinational corporations. This is happening all across the country, this rising of toll roads. And what happened here in Texas was we had bond issues back in 2014, 2015. Billions of tax dollars were authorized in those elections. They were earmarked for highway improvements, but they were specifically told that we were not going to have toll roads. But the Texas Department of Transportation had other ideas. And we see this happening across the country. You know, as we saw the Thanksgiving weekend coming up and you saw that picture of people trying to get out of California cities, and it was just a line of stationary headlights and taillights. You remember seeing that. It was all over social media. There was a picture of it at the top of the Drudge Report. That's what they're giving us. LA Times talked about as the economy booms, San Diego's traffic congestion worsens. They build houses. They authorize houses. They invite people to move their buildings and their businesses into the city, but they never expand the road. Why is that? Well, we got a glimpse into that when we looked at a paper that was written by the CEO of Lyft. He was an urban planner. He thought that cars were the most evil thing that man had ever invented. Cities, however, were utopia itself. And so we needed to keep the cities. We needed to make sure that we didn't have any cars anywhere in the cities. And that's the mentality of urban planners. The Lyft CEO was an urban planner by training. And so they say with more and more people, this is the LA Times, with more and more people employed, with the price of gas low, commute times are now at their highest since the start of the recession. Why? Because they will not widen the roads. They will not put another level of roads anywhere. They won't give us any more capacity on the roads. They say regional planning experts say traffic isn't likely to get any better anytime soon in San Diego or any other growing metropolitan area across the country because of the central planners, because of the urban planners, because of the people that are now pushing back, even though we had a constitutional referendum here that said, no, you're not going to use this money on toll roads. The Texas Department of Transportation said, no, we are. We're going to use it on toll roads anyway. Now we got the governor coming back and say, no, you're not. You're going to find another way to do this. You're not going to do this. And when we look at what's happening in L.A. and San Diego, they're talking about the fact that they keep wanting to push people on buses, on trolleys, on metropolitan transit systems. They say ridership in California on regional buses and trolleys made significant gains during the economic downturn, but they've been falling last year by 7%. Metropolitan transit system local buses saw ridership decline sharply in 2014. Why is that? It's because we don't want to be shipped around like cattle. We like the ability to be able to move whenever we want to be able to do it privately, to be able to choose how much money we want to spend on our transportation, what level we want to do on our transportation. But just the anonymity, the privacy, the fact that the cars are waiting on us instead of us waiting on something to show up to take us around and having that control over our transportation. They don't want us to have that. You know, there's an editorial that was put out by a member of the Parliament of Denmark. And he said, welcome to 2030. Yeah, 2030, the agenda, the UN agenda for sustainability. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing. I have no privacy. And life has never been better. He says, welcome to my city. Or should I say, our city. Oh, it's our village, isn't it? I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances. I don't own any clothes. It might seem odd to you, but it makes perfect sense for us in this city. See, he's selling his idea of slavery as utopia. You have to understand what this is. This is a UN agenda for slavery. He says, everything you consider to be a product has now become a service. We have access to transportation, accommodation, food, all the things we need in our daily lives. One by one, all of these things became free. Free. Always. The utopian socialists are always promising free stuff. Just give up your freedom. And we'll give you free stuff. We'll take care of you. He said, first, communication became digitized and free to everyone. Then, when clean energy became free, things started to move quickly. Transportation dropped dramatically in price. It made no sense for us to own cars anymore because we could call a driverless vehicle or a flying car for longer journeys within minutes. Now, I can hardly believe that we accepted congestion and traffic jams. I have not accepted congestion and traffic jams. It has been forced upon me by the central urban planners, and they continue to do it, even when they are expressly forbidden to do it. And this is why we have to have strong leadership to push back against the bureaucracy that doesn't care what we think. This unelected, unaccountable bureaucracy, and the only way that they're held accountable is if we have a strong elected leader. Like we have here in Texas, Governor Abbott standing up to this Texas Department of Non-Transportation, telling them, you're not going to build toll roads. You're going to build real roads. That's what we voted for. That's what we authorized. But let's take a look at Amazon. Again, we got John Malone a few days ago said, Amazon has become a Death Star, moving within striking range of every industry on the planet. He says, if you engaged in a B2C, in other words, business to consumer industry, you have to understand that Amazon is a Death Star. They're going to take you out of business. And then you've got City Hall begging Amazon to come in, saying, please take us over. Some of them saying, we'll let you continue. Instead of, we'll collect the income taxes, but instead of sending it to the state, we will send it to Amazon. So essentially, they're going to allow Amazon to tax their employees. giving them hundreds of millions of dollars of free land in California or in New Jersey, $7 billion of free land. And then telling them, we will let you write the laws if you come to our town. That's what they're begging for. But understand that what Amazon is bringing to us is suicide nets. We're getting our workers to come back to this country. But are they coming back now with suicide nets from China? Is this how the jobs are going to come back? We got the reports that were on Drudge Report yesterday afternoon, Amazon warehouse, timed toilet breaks, workers asleep on their feet. One worker even had to be taken to the hospital by an ambulance when they collapsed on the job. Are we not allowed, they say, to sit when it's quiet, not busy? We're human beings. We're not slaves. We're not animals. Exhausted humans. So inefficient that now the robots are taking over. This is coming out of one of their factories in England, in the UK, Tilbury. And what it is a picture of a 21st century Dickensian sweatshop. Yeah, Bezos. Bah humbug. Just in time for Christmas. Hey, Bob Cratchit, don't sit down. You got another package to do. Stay with us. Be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, and this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Del Bigtree. And, of course, he's the producer, filmmaker of Vaxxed, which makes the case, a documentary that makes the case for a vaccine-autism connection. And it was going to be played at the Tribeca Film Festival. Robert De Niro has a child who suffers from autism. He is open to finding out if this is something that was at the base of it. But, of course, the other filmmakers rebelled at that film festival and said, no, we don't want to have freedom of speech at a film festival. Let's shut this down. So we had Del Bigtree on a couple of weeks ago. He was giving us some breaking news about the massive increase in vaccine injury awards by the secretive vaccine court. That's colloquially what it's called. Most people don't even know such a thing exists. They were given, the vaccine industry was given immunity back in the mid-1980s. And most people don't know they have anywhere that they can go to get any kind of compensation from an injury. They have gone up overall 400% in the last year. Flu vaccines have gone up 1,000%. And I wanted to get Del to talk about a new article here that is talking about a new study that shows massive aluminum levels in autism brains. But before we do that, Del, I want to go over this article that came out over the weekend in Daily Mail, talking about a woman who was a nurse, and I've talked to Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines in the past. They were complaining because many healthcare professionals are being forced as a condition of keeping their employment to get vaccines. And this is a lady who worked as a medical records clerk for a company called Essentia Health. They have facilities in Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Ohio. They were telling everybody, we're going to fire you unless you get vaccinated as part of the job. This is a lady who worked at a medical warehouse. She had no contact with patients. She very rarely even saw other workers. She only made $15 an hour. She said, not enough to sue them for my right to stay there. And she's gotten flu vaccines every year before this year. But this year, because they told her, you're going to get this, she says, I have a right to decide what to put in my body. And I'm not going to do that. So they said, well, we'll give you one more chance. We'll give you one more shot, no pun intended, at keeping your job if you'll just fill out this exemption form saying that you've got a medical or religious reason that you don't want to do this. And she said, no, I don't. She filled it all out, not applicable, and said, I have a right to make these decisions about my health. I don't need to justify this to you. Your comments on this, Del.
I mean, look at this. This is what we're seeing. You got to imagine that this is where our country's heading. They're trying this out in the private sector. We have laws now in California that are starting to try and force vaccinate nurses and healthcare workers and people who look over children. So this is the beginning. This is what we're trying to warn people is that you think this is just about babies being forced vaccinated with mandating laws all over the country and they're getting stricter and stricter. But the real money for the pharmaceutical industry is not in 3% of some unvaccinated group of children. It's in 320 million Americans all being forced vaccinated. So they're trying this in healthcare groups, in hospitals, on nurses, and this woman stood up for what is right. Can you imagine if we just 10 years ago had described a country where you live, where the government force vaccinates you or force injects you with anything? Or
Isn't that amazing?
You can't have a job. Your boss is going to force inject you with products and you have no say in the matter. In order to hold on to your job, you got to let your boss force inject you. It's a total violation. I mean, in the face of, you know, sex scandals, it's the same thing as violating your body. Something's being injected into you and you've got no choice in the matter. This is the end of democracy. I can't imagine. Our founding fathers must be rolling over in their graves And thank God for this woman. And I think it's like 50 other people that have all stood up and said, oh, hell no.
She's not the only one. You're right. There's 50 people who were fired because they didn't get flu shots. And this is what we're seeing, Dell, at every place where the government and the corporations that are allied with it, at every place where they have any power over our lives, whether it's with our job, whether it's going to school, sending your kids to school, or even your rights as a parent to retain your children. Every time they have any leverage over us, what do they use that leverage for? They use that to take away our choice and to force inject us. That's amazing. Where are the pro-choice Democrats on this issue? Silent. Mm-hmm. Absolutely silent.
And think of that hypocrisy. You know, it's my body, my choice, until all of a sudden the state wants to inject you with something. I mean, you can't imagine, like, how do you live in this world? I don't understand. And the environmentalists, by the way, which I considered myself one most of my life. You are worried about labeling GMOs and protecting the air and the water, but you don't care what they inject into the body of your children or yourself, and you don't think you should have any say in the matter? I mean, this is insane. This brainwashing has gone way too far, and it's getting really scary. And we're not even talking about how completely ineffective the flu shot is, how dangerous it is. As you pointed out, the increase in the amount of damages being paid out to flu shots and vaccine court is up over 1,000% just in the last 2 years. 1,000% more people are being injured by vaccines because they're forcing this vaccine. And most of the time, in most studies, it's like 10% effective. The best the flu shot's ever been 10 years ago, it managed to protect 60%. So we're talking about the most useless vaccine ever made. And then when they look at studies, people that get the vaccine more often suffer from other, respiratory illnesses. So we know that it's killing your immune system at the same time. This is the poisoning of America by the greediest industry and the most, I think, diabolical industry we know. And the fact that our government is getting involved with this, that the government isn't protecting people from their own industries and bosses and jobs, that you don't have a right to say what is going. I mean, imagine if you're a vegetarian, or maybe you eat all organic food and drink pure water and you're taking care of your kids that way. But when you go to your job, I'm sorry, at this place, we've got to inject you with toxic chemicals like aluminum, mercury, formaldehyde, polysorbate 80, and some aborted fetal tissue. But you got to have your job, right? So you're going to put up with it? No way, man. This has got to stop.
Yeah, yeah. This is like Brazil, the movie that was done by Terry Gilliam. It is such over-the-top tyranny. The absurdity is almost comical when you look at these polar extremes. The only people really getting any immunity are these big corporations who have any immunity from being prosecuted because they want profits. And you're talking about the flu shot. Last time you were on, we're talking about the fact that it's a hit or miss as to what strains. That was one of the first early signals to me. It's like, wait a minute, before I even knew about what they were putting in there along with the other vaccines, it's like, well, we're thinking that this might be the strain of flu that's coming out this year. And of course, there's an infinite number of strains that are out there. They have no way of knowing which ones you're going to be exposed to. And then even if they were to guess right, they're putting in the manufacturing process, these things metamorphosize and they morph into something else, and so you get a different, slightly different strain or whatever. It's total baloney with this. But let's talk about what is actually being put in here with this study. Massive aluminum levels in autism brains. This is a study that is coming from England, Staffordshire, England. Professor Chris Eggsley wrote in the Journal of Trace Elements in Medicine and Biology. He says this is a smoking gun to prove that vaccines are triggering autism. This is what we've been looking for. He's a professor at bioinorganic chemistry at Keele University in Staffordshire, England. Tell us a little bit about that.
This study is huge, David. I mean, for years now, there's been more and more studies done all around the world, really keying in on aluminum being the most toxic element that they believe is causing autism and causing perhaps other neurological events like ADD, ADHD, and all of these physical problems we're seeing in our kids. As I told you the last time I was here, we have the sickest nation of children in the industrialized world, and we have the sickest generation of children this country has ever seen. So there's been monkey studies, rat studies, all sorts of studies looking at aluminum toxicity in the brain and how it affects, like, mice. They weren't communicating the same way, showing autism-like disorders where they couldn't communicate. They became antisocial. Monkeys seeing the same thing. And we, and aluminum, so that's being injected. But what we've never known is it's still a theory until we can get into the actual brain of an autistic child or an autistic person. And that's what has just happened. This seals the deal. I mean, now
all right, that's very key. We're out of time right now for this, but stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're talking to Del Bigtree. He is the filmmaker behind Vaxxed. You can find him on Twitter at Del Bigtree and also his website, iCanDecide.com. If you can't decide about this, folks, you really are their slave. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us, totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The term fake news has become so synonymous with CNN, the news network wants to ban it. CNN is now pushing an effort to ban the term fake news. An opinion piece argues that the term has become meaningless and lost its power because politicians have hijacked it as a way to undermine the media establishment. The authors decry the fact that a majority of people now believe the mainstream media peddles fabricated stories. Of course, the real reason media elites want to clamp down on the term fake news is because its original intention, to smear and discredit any dissenting opinions, has completely backfired. This was illustrated yet again by President Trump's latest triggering tweet when he suggested that a fake news trophy should be awarded to the network that has been responsible for the most inaccurate reporting. The fake news narrative has actually acted as a boomerang, showing the mainstream media to be the most consistently dishonest entity of all. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. tonight, and we're talking to Del Bigtree about an amazing report that just came out looking at massive aluminum levels in autistic brains. Now, I was reading this article in the break, and I cannot believe what they found in this. And then we're not saying that you're getting a lot of aluminum in vaccines. What they're saying from this study, which is very counterintuitive of what people would expect to find, they found that the lowest dosage was the most toxic. Isn't that interesting? It has something to do with the size of the, not the size of the dose, but the size of the particles that are being used. And that's why these vaccines are so toxic, because the small particles are causing the aluminum to accumulate after the fact, in a way that they would not with larger size particles. This is amazing. I'm going to talk to Dell about that real quickly. I just want to tell you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. One of them, and I'm just going to go over this and tell you to take a look at all the products that are 50% off plus free shipping. A long list. I've been listing that off as we went through the program earlier today. I just want to tell you about one thing. That's the InfoWars gift card. Right now, you can get 10% off of that with the code BONUS. You can give that away to friends and family who don't even know about the products that we sell at InfoWars. Things that are going to, you can use to protect your health, like Emmerich's Essential products, 50% off. All natural products like deodorant and so forth. Doesn't have aluminum in it, by the way. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But other things that you do need that you're not getting in your diet, supplements to it, things like iodine supplements, or even things like survival food, select survival food, 50% off right now, along with free shipping. So take a look at the many items that we have that are 50% off plus free shipping, and even take a look at this InfoWars gift card, something that you can give your friends and family. You can pass along the gift of health or preparedness with that gift card, and you can get 10% off right now with that gift card with the code BONUS. All right, Del, this is absolutely amazing as I was looking at the study here, because what they found was, number one, a big correlation in aluminum levels in autistic brains. So the highest levels they found for aluminum in human brain tissue yet recorded. This is a professor who's studying this out of Keele University in Staffordshire, England. But this is the thing that absolutely blew me away as we're looking at this, and the title of this study is Biopersistence and Brain Translocation of Aluminum Adjuvants of Vaccines. Now, to translate that for people, adjuvants are things that they put in, like aluminum, to artificially inflame your immune system to provoke a response. Because unlike having a real disease, your immune system doesn't always react to this. This is why we have people who have been vaccinated 2-3 times against mumps and measles still getting mumps and measles. Patient zero of a outbreak is somebody who's been vaccinated 2-3 times. We've seen that happen many times because they never truly got immunity. So they said, well, this isn't working, so we have to do it more frequently. And we have to put in these adjuvants, these irritants, like aluminum, into the vaccines. But what happens with that, Dell, as I'm looking at this, they're saying this is exactly the opposite of what we always thought. That the dosage size is what poisons you. They're saying now that the size of the particle is what's causing the accumulation.
Yeah, what's interesting is, and you're exactly right, the argument's always been, well, you talk about mercury or aluminum as being toxic substances, but it's not the substance that matters, it's the dose that matters. And these are in such small amounts that we really shouldn't be worrying about it. And now we're seeing the exact opposite is actually true. Mm-hmm. You'll see that when we get large doses in our shoulder, we get the thing called a granuloma, where it sort of binds up into a little ball in our shoulder. That's your body protecting that from going to your brain. But what they're seeing is, as they lower these doses and the size of these particles, we're not developing that sort of protective granuloma in our shoulder. And so it's getting into our bloodstream and it's traveling to our brain. And what we see here is these five patients, we are talking off the Richter scale. I mean, this is the highest levels of aluminum ever seen in human brains. It's the first time we've ever gotten to dissect autistic brains. And now we're seeing what we had always theorized, which is the aluminum is destroying the neurons and the synaptic energy in your brain. And that is leading to issues like autism. And autism is probably only one of the major problems aluminum is causing in brains. You know that we've seen studies showing that Alzheimer's is being affected and caused by aluminum. So what about the vaccines we're getting as adults? What about the flu shot we're giving grandma and the DTaP vaccine we're now saying that grandma and grandpa have to get in order to see our babies? Well, now grandma and grandpa are getting, all of a sudden they're senile. They can't see. They can't think. Their brains aren't working right. I mean, and what other levels? Is ADD, ADHD just a really low-grade version of autism? Is it neurological damage? Well, this is the question that I think is going to now be in the forefront of anybody with a brain in medicine. Now, we know they're going to avoid it. In the United States of America, these aluminum studies have been going on for years, and we are not touching them. They're happening in France. They're happening in Japan. They're happening in China. They're happening in the UK. But our pharmaceutical industry has such a stranglehold on our health departments here in America. We won't even mention the word aluminum, even though it's the adjuvant used in almost every vaccine we get.
Well, that's absolutely amazing. And, you know, as you mentioned, we've seen the correlation. Many people have talked about the correlation between aluminum and Alzheimer's. And so I look at stuff like that and I say, all right, I'm not drinking any aluminum can sodas. I'm going to avoid aluminum in my deodorant and so forth and so on. And yet, you know, when we look at infants, they're not getting accumulated exposure to a lifetime of aluminum products. This is something that happens to them as an infant, and we never saw that before, even though we had aluminum cans and so forth. So there clearly was something that was different in this. And now what they're showing is, and here's what they say, remarkably, the study found that the lowest dosage, that'd be 200 micrograms, was the most toxic. For the outcomes, a 400 and 800 microgram dosages had no observable adverse effect, as you were just saying, but the 200 milligram microgram dosage did. So here's something that's smaller the dosage because of the size of the particle. That's causing the accumulation. As you point out, there's a lot of other things that are associated with this besides autism. Chronic fatigue syndrome, cognitive dysfunction, myalgia, autonomia, autoimmune inflammatory, all of these things were linked to aluminum-containing vaccine administrations because of the size of the particle. That's a real breakthrough.
It is. And if you think about aluminum, what's crazy is, you know, one of the things that I've been working on is trying to get better safety studies of vaccines. Vaccines aren't going through the usual double-blind safety studies with a placebo group. If you look at the HPV vaccine, for instance, which they're forcing on all of our teenage girls and boys now,
yeah,
the study actually took the vaccine, the Gardasil, in one group, and the other group got as a placebo. What did they get? An injection of aluminum, the aluminum adjuvant. So think about this. This study is showing us that aluminum is destroying the brains of autistic children, and the placebo group got an aluminum adjuvant, and they both had huge death rates. In fact, it was the highest death rate of a placebo group we've ever seen, and a huge, you know, autoimmune issues on both sides. And so they were awash. They actually said the vaccine is safe because there was just as much autoimmune disease as the placebo group. But look at the placebo group's getting aluminum. This is the type of insanity that's going on in this industry. And the fact that no one in media will even cover it or talk about it. You won't see this study on CNN. You won't see it on Fox or MSNBC, even though this is a huge, massive, massive breakthrough saying, you know, while we all say, hey, we're looking for the what's causing autism. And Sanjay Gupta sits there and saying, we're investing so much money. We know it's not vaccines. Well, here you have a study that says, hey, folks, we just found out that the highest recorded levels of aluminum we've ever seen in a brain were in five brains we looked at that were autistic. And you know what? They also showed one of these kids was 15 years old, had massive, massive levels of aluminum. So there's no way it had been sort of accumulating through a 40 or 50 year old life eating foods with aluminum and drinking in deodorant pans and cans and things like you just said. How did this child have just diabolical levels of aluminum? Well, we have to assume injecting it into his body was the cause.
Man, that's absolutely amazing. I can't believe that they would do a study and for the control group that supposedly gets a placebo, they would inject them with aluminum. That's absolutely amazing. And then saying, see, there's no difference. I mean, why don't they just inject the control group with arsenic and then say, look, our vaccine is safer than if we injected you with arsenic or plutonium or something. I mean, this is absolutely insane what they're doing. And we're not allowed to know and we're not allowed to sue for injury. As we talked at length last time you were on, the fact that the administration of this court are the same ones who are out there not getting the information, hiding the information from us, not doing the studies covering for this pharmaceutical industry and its profit base.
That's right. I mean, as I told you the last time, when you sue a vaccine, when a vaccine injures you, you're not suing the maker anymore. You're suing the United States government. You're actually suing the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Health and Human Services is also the one mandated to be doing the safety studies. So imagine if they do safety studies that show that, you know, aluminum adjuvant causes autism, then everybody with autism is going to go and sue the United States of America for a $3, $4, $5 million payout. Well, they're not going to do that study, and they're not going to admit because it's going to be used against them in court. So, I mean, as I've said before, this is like being in a murder trial where the murderer is the one doing all the forensics.
That's right. Absolutely amazing. All right, you can follow Dell. You can find him on Twitter, at DellBigTree. Also, his website, ICanDecide.com. And, of course, he was an Emmy-winning medical producer for the CBS talk show The Doctors before he produced the most controversial documentary in the world, Vaxxed. It got it kicked out of the Tribeca Film Festival because we can't have freedom of speech and we can't have freedom of choice.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.